Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ten minutes after 8 o'clock, 93 today, 98 Wednesday, 97 Thursday, 92 Friday. This is definitely what you would term a heat wave. Yes, it is. Time to check in with Dean Richards, get some entertainment news. Thought we'd give you a little hint of Martha and the Vandellas first, Dean. Oh, wait a minute. Dean's over here on the phone today. There he is. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, I'm on the phone today because I'll tell you why I'm at the Chicago History Museum in a second. But, you know, with this heat wave, I don't know if people were listening earlier. I was because I was driving over here to the Chicago History Museum to learn that Bob is wearing shorts today, which apparently has never happened before.
We're in the summer format. We're in the summer format here. Yeah,
I hope the Museum of Broadcasting was listening to, you know, mark down this date, the day that Bob wore shorts to work.
As I mentioned, I just hope my wife wasn't listening because she thinks that is not proper at work. You don't do that. But
I feel that, you know what, I would love to wear shorts when I come in on Sunday to do my show. Because, you know, this time of year, especially, it's kind of leisurely.
Yeah, and Sunday.
Really, nobody's there on Sunday morning. But I just feel funny coming to work in short pants.
Really?
Everybody else is in shorts, but I just feel funny coming to work in shorts. So maybe now that you've broken the wall for the rest of us.
Well, you didn't hear, though, Dean, during the 8 o'clock news, I changed into a sport coat and a tie. So
right. Yeah. I did hear that, and I heard you talking about that back in the old days, with Clark Weber and Dex Card and, you know, all these groovy DJs that we grew up with, that they wore suit and tie back in the day. When I was on WCFL, we had a manager who insisted that we wear suits and ties every day because he said, if you dress sharp, you will think sharp.
I think that's probably true. And if you've been listening closely to the show today, you know that, wearing shorts has, made it not acceptable to be filed at the Museum of Broadcasting.
You're phoning it in today because of the shorts today. Actually, it turns out I'm phoning it in today.
Yes, you are. All right. What do we know about Kevin Hart? Is he okay?
He is okay. He had, but he revealed for the first time that he did have COVID-19. Over the weekend, he was doing a stand-up show. Dave Chappelle has been putting on these socially distant comedy shows and bringing in some pretty top-notch people to perform, like Kevin Hart. And Kevin talked about having COVID-19 at the same time that Tom Hanks had COVID-19, which was pretty much the beginning of the pandemic. But Kevin said that nobody paid attention to him because Tom Hanks is way more famous. and that's where all the attention went. But he's doing fine. He's perfectly healthy. Interestingly, at the socially distant shows, Dave Chappelle spent $100,000 to provide free coronavirus testing for people who came to these shows. So a little entertainment and a nice service provided by Dave Chappelle at the same time.
Sounds like it. Let's talk about the Prince Spaghetti Kid. We all remember, but I don't know anything about him. Did he do anything else after that?
he did other local commercials. He really did not parlay that into any kind of success. His name was Anthony, and in the commercial you see who is supposed to be his mother hanging out of a window in the north end of Boston. Anthony, calling the way all of our moms called for us to come in the house for dinner. And you see little Anthony running through the streets of Boston trying to get home because it was Prince Spaghetti Day.
Yep.
So, he had to get home in time for that. But Anthony Mingagnetti was his name. He was 12 years old at the time when the producers of this commercial were down on the streets of Boston looking for someplace to shoot this commercial. There were a bunch of kids on the street, and they picked out little Anthony just out of, he was just one of the kids hanging out in the street, and he got this commercial that wound up running for nearly 14 years nationwide. He never really did anything beyond that, but Anthony passed away over the weekend. We were just learning. He was 63 years old, but a classic, one of the classic commercials of all time.
Yeah, and I'll bet, he got some nice checks over the years for that.
Probably got some decent royalties. Who knows what kind of deal they cut with the guy. You pick a 12-year-old off the street, who knows, maybe he got a salami sandwich, free Prince Spaghetti for a year, something like that.
Well, let's hope more than that. In a minute or two here, I'll let you go, and then we'll come back and talk more, but you mentioned the Chicago History Museum because you're there because you're doing the Around Town feature on WGN-TV today. Is there something special going on at the Chicago History Museum? It's a great place, and a lot of people don't know about it.
It's fantastic. I love this museum. There are several exhibits that are open. The museum was closed for several months. During the pandemic, it opened up again around middle of July. And there's not really like a new exhibit or anything that's just opening. I just thought it would be really interesting to show some place where you can go, where it's safe, where they're taking all the proper precautions, where you can just experience some amazing Chicago things here. They're only averaging about 60 visitors a day, so there's plenty of room. It's nice, when it's 100 degrees outside, it's nice and cool inside the museum. And, it would be really something nice, to bring the family down here to see. There's an amazing Sun-Times gallery photographic exhibit, photographs that were shot by Sun-Times photographers. Some of the pictures go back to the mid-teens. There's one great picture that's right in the lobby that shows a barber shop, a guy, in one of these old-fashioned giant old barber chairs, and the barber is standing over him with a blade, those old-fashioned blades where you give a guy a straight edge, I think, I guess they're called. It looks like he's about to slash his throat, but he's giving the guy a shave. But the barber is wearing a mask, the way we all wear masks now, because this photograph was taken in 1918 during the influenza pandemic over 100 years ago. And it's so interesting. I mean, that photograph could have been taken yesterday with a barber with, protective gear, giving somebody a shave. But there are photographs of, great photographs from the 1930s and 40s. Every single decade is represented with these amazing high-quality photographs that the genius photographers at the Sun-Times took over the years. And they are currently on display at a gallery at the museum right now.
Great thing to do. Go to the Chicago History Museum. It's 1601 North Clark Street. Dean Richards has some Video Music Awards news for us this morning, Dean.
Yeah, the VMAs will be held this coming Sunday. They are going to be based in New York City, but unlike previous VMA awards, any other award show that we've seen so far, instead of being in one venue with all the performances, the VMAs, you know, normally a very performance-heavy award show, it will be held at several different venues around the Chicago area with performers exercising all the proper distancing, all the proper precautions. But what's interesting about this is that the state of New York has a quarantine going on for people traveling to New York from 34 different states. So what the New York City Quarantine Department has done is lifted the restriction for the VMAs, so artists don't have to go into a two-week quarantine before they're able to move around. But they will be very closely monitored. They will stay in their own social circle while they were in New York City. Two of the performers, including singer J Balvin, have dropped out of the show. Both of the singers say they have concerns about quarantining, so they have decided not to be in the show. But you will get Ariana Grande, you will get Lady Gaga, you will get The Weeknd, the Korean supergroup BTS is going to be performing all from different spots around New York all on Sunday night for the VMAs.
That's on MTV?
It is going to be on MTV, and normally they put it on all the other Time Warner channels, music channels as well, like VH1 and some of the others. But if you're specifically looking for it, MTV is the place to go. Remember when we used to be able to watch videos on MTV?
Yeah,
those were the days.
Every once in a while, they have those, what is it called? I love the 80s, or I want my 80s, or something.
Yeah, right.
I enjoy seeing those on the channel. That's fun.
Yeah, those are fun. Those are fun just to see how ridiculous we all looked back in the day.
The Color Purple is coming back. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is very interesting because, of course, The Color Purple started off as an Alice Walker novel, which was adapted into a motion picture in the mid-90s by Steven Spielberg. Oprah Winfrey starred in it. Danny Glover starred in it, and so many others. It got 10 Academy Award nominations, including one for Oprah for Best Supporting Actress. And then that was adapted into a Broadway musical, which has been a hit for a very long time, still running on Broadway. It's been here in Chicago a couple of times. So now they're going to take the Broadway musical version and turn it into a movie musical. They have not said who will be starring in it yet or when it's going to be coming out, but the plans are in the works. The man who directed Beyoncé's latest video, Black is King, is going to be the co-director of this new project, but it'll be very interesting to see how they adapt something which has already been adapted four times into this new format of a major motion picture musical. It seems, except for the movie Cats, seems to be doing pretty well at the box office. People seem to enjoy them if we're back in theaters by then.
Right. And as you mentioned yesterday, some people felt comfortable going to theaters. And when they went in to see a movie over the weekend, they found that there weren't many people around. So why not? Right.
Yeah. I mean, I would think, I mean, by the time they haven't even started making this Color Purple musical movie yet, by the time, you know, it winds up going to the theaters, I have to think it's going to be 2 or 3 years away. I would most certainly hope that we are, you know, in some state, you know, back to normal of going to public places again by then. But, you know, with this new Christopher Nolan movie, Tenet, which is going to be opening next week, with some other major motion pictures that are just around the corner, Theaters are limiting their capacity. They've got all kinds of precautions. So it's around the corner. As I think I mentioned to you yesterday, I'm going to be going to my first movie at a theater tomorrow to see this new Christopher Nolan movie. And it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird to be in a theater with other people seeing a movie again after this whole time.
Yeah, well, you know what? You wear a mask. You get to take your mask off when you're eating popcorn, and hopefully it'll be fine. It'll be safe. Yeah. It'll be healthy.
What I'm thinking of doing is, filling my mask up with popcorn and then putting it on like a what do they call those things they put on horses? A feedback, like a feedback for a horse. And then when I want some popcorn, I just sort of tilt my head backwards.
There's an image I'm going to be trying to get out of my head all day. Thank you for that, Dean.
My pleasure.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.